For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Roll along, Greg Hill Show, without Greg Hill, Courtney, Wiggy, myself, Scheimer, Jackson, Pudge, everybody here. Greg will be back Monday. Wiggy will be off tomorrow. We'll have the Razor in tomorrow. So,
and you know what? Greg's on vacation, still working for us. You know, he made a reservation for Santo and I yesterday, sent me the confirmation. Like, he's, you know, selfless.
Oh, he really
selfless
is.
Selfless guy while on the great island of Nantucket.
Is it a Red Lobster?
Yes. Okay.
Where's the spot? Is it like a secretive spot or something?
No, not secretive. He made me a reservation at Crew.
Oh, very exciting. Yeah. First time?
Yes.
Loving it. It's $110 chicken night. I can't wait.
Where's Crew?
Nantucket.
Oh, so you're going to Nantucket?
Santo's doing the triathlon on Saturday morning.
Holy cow.
Really?
Yeah.
What's that?
Bike, run, and swim, right?
Swim, bike, run, yeah.
Okay.
They do swim first, so nobody drowns.
How much of each?
I believe it's a 500-meter swim, a 12-mile bike, and then a 5K. So it's a sprint triathlon.
Wow. That is good luck to Santo.
Yeah.
And he'll earn that Crew dinner, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
He is going to be like a robot afterwards, hurting from and just like stuck at the restaurant.
It's his first one, so he's nervous. I can tell. I think he's going to do great.
You guys might not even make Crew.
Well, Crew's on Sunday, so that's fine.
Yeah,
but
he might not make it.
The after party's at Cisco, so he will be making that. He's most nervous about getting kicked in the face when going into the water for the swim part. So if anybody has any tips on how to avoid any injuries during a triathlon, please send them my way.
Greg just sent me a tip.
Right.
Don't do it.
That's what I'm saying.
No, he's been training. He's very excited. He set a goal for himself, and I'm so proud of him.
I could never do that.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
I hope you made some signs to encourage him along the route.
Yep. Harry and I will be waiting there, you know.
Harry can run towards him as he hits the finish
very
line.
Very cute. Very cute.
I love it. All right. So I have some sound for you that explains it away that I have been unable. Why I believe the people that listen to the show in this market are happy when you don't allow people forever to make a point. Here was Joe Rogan yesterday on his podcast.
The best place to do stand-up, because to develop there, like you are that treadmill is going. You got to hop on. You got to move. Get moving. Everybody's moving. Nobody in the audience has any attention span. They don't want to hear you dilly dally and pontificate up there. They want jokes.
Yeah, hammer me. I got to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, they're all tired.
I love doing comedy in Boston.
Blue collar. It's a great. It's not even necessarily blue collar, because there's a lot of like white collar people that come to the shows too. It's just like work ethic.
That is exactly it. As someone who sat in my car listening to this radio station, driving to school every day, or in college, or after college, or wherever, nobody here. The reason why all the best people in the country when it comes to comedy, writing, arts, sports, whatever, people here are always on edge because you grow up with friends that constantly mock each other. The love language of Boston is to be a dink to the people you love the most. You're there when they need you, but you're there to tell them they have something on their face, or they put on weight, or they look weird, or they're not funny, or they're whatever. And I thought, I was listening to that yesterday, and I thought, here's a guy who has done stand-up, is as talented a podcaster, maybe the biggest trailblazing podcaster there is that created the medium. We need more. But I thought that was so perfect, that when you're out with a friend from here, anywhere, and the guy's taking forever to tell a story, and somebody 5 seconds in doesn't say, get to the effing point, they're probably from Saskatchewan. So that is my overall conception of, or my, not conception, how I believe it works here. And I thought that was a very well-stated opinion from Joe Rogan. We have, I don't know, we have about a week to go before the footballs start flying in Foxborough. And we all agree, unfortunately, about Drake May. Wiggy, if it goes wrong with Drake May, what will be the reason locally? Will it be the weapons? Will it be they rushed him? Will it be the offensive line? What will be the, like, if Drake May really struggles this year, what do you believe will be the leading cause?
I think it'll be the weapons around them. I think that's what people will instantly go to, is that he doesn't have the best weapons around them. Mm-hmm. Shime did have a great point about, you know, the Texans, but C.J. Stroud was able to elevate those guys. But I think it'll be more that than anything else. It'll be that first and then the O-line.
Yeah, see, to me, that's why it's the O-line. Like, it's if there's any kind of chaos for this offense, it's because the offensive line couldn't protect anything to save their lives. And that would be the major issue, right? Because as long as Drake May has time in the pocket and time to process, like, he's going to hit receivers, whether it's Kendrick Bourne or Justin Jefferson, he's going to find somebody.
But if you look at the league nowadays, it's changed, Shime. And if your offensive line is struggling, what do you have your quarterback do? You have your quarterback get the ball out, get it into the hands of your playmakers, and let them make plays. Get it out quickly.
But yeah, but the best teams in football, if you don't have good O-lines. Like, that's the key. I mean, look at Detroit. The Texans' offensive line was great last year. Kansas City's offensive line.
But going into it, they weren't. And Kansas City's offensive line, I mean, a couple of years ago.
They had, like, two All-Pros.
Right, but years ago, it's more about if you could give me the skill players so I can get the ball in their hands and make plays quick, very similar to what you see with Miami.
Yeah.
I'll take that, because I can plug in some offensive linemen to get the job done if I know I have the skilled players. That's why you're starting to see the shift in the league. The second most valuable player to the quarterback on the offensive side of the football, you're starting to see is wide receivers, guys that can make plays with the ball in their hand. So if you have an O-line that maybe struggles with at time, then you kind of put an offense in place similar to what you see in Miami, where you get the ball out quickly, and you have your skilled playmakers making plays. So I think that's always going to be the thing, because that's the sexy thing that we look at.
Right, and I would say, Shime, not to start needling, but you did not tolerate the O-line as an excuse for Mac Jones's failures.
Well, Wiggy even told you, the O-line in, what was it, his rookie and second season were both middle of the pack. Last year they were pretty bad, but Mac also didn't start every game last year.
But at the beginning of last year, when people were talking about the offensive line, you fought very hard.
Yeah, because Mac was awful in his second year, but when the offensive line was fine.
Yeah, I think, for me, the only excuse that will stick for Drake May is that the Van Pelt relationship hasn't fully gelled, and it's a much different offense than he played at with North Carolina. That's where it'll say, you know, because you've seen Peyton Manning, you've seen people struggle. And for every time we talk about this, people talk about Patrick Mahomes and all these other guys, about people in Jordan Love. If the Patriots had a Pro Bowler or a future Hall of Famer, of course you don't start Drake May this year.
Right.
It's so, like,
both of those cases, they were playoff teams. The Chiefs were 11-5 with Alex Smith. Of course they're not going to start a rookie quarterback.
Right. And that's one of those things too, that, like, people talk about Mahomes, like, he came in and, like, created everything for the Chiefs. They were in the divisional round of the playoffs with Alex Smith. Mahomes is the best player in the NFL. I'm not saying he isn't. But, like, what Drake, if Mahomes came here right now, they would not be going to the AFC Championship. I love the Patriots, and I love Patrick Mahomes. I wish you were here. This team is nowhere near that in terms of an offense.
But with current Patrick Mahomes?
I think current Patrick Mahomes. Yeah.
With this offense?
Yeah.
Because when you really think about the Kansas City's offense, other than Travis Kelce,
their offensive line is really good.
Other than Travis Kelce,
Tom Brady, who was the Patriots' head
quarterback. We've seen Mahomes carry a team, as Wiggy pointed out, with an awful offensive line to a Super Bowl. Yeah, right. They got their ass kicked by Tampa.
Maybe he would. Maybe. I don't think this
because Travis Kelce's their best player, and I'm not taking nothing away from Travis Kelce, but when you start to look at their receiving core is not that great. Who was it? Mecole Hardman?
Marquez Valdez-Scantling?
But they also have what Mahomes got, which is also something that's overlooked, is the most brilliant offensive play designer in the history of the NFL, maybe absent, you know, Bill Walsh.
100%. You had drafted Mahomes, he wouldn't be what he is now here. But, like, because he was drafted by Andy Reid, he was able to be developed by one of the greatest offensive minds the sport has ever seen and turn into an absolute superstar. And now current Mahomes could survive anywhere.
All right. Well, we have some people fighting back against Shime on the Subaru of New England text line about weapons, because if you need weapons, why do you need to take the quarterback at 3 overall? We'll do that coming up next. Plus, they said it, and in 30 minutes, Courtney Cox with the news.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.